Good morning and welcome to Forever Home, a KUMD feature dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. With us today is Mike Licari of Friends of Animals. Mike, you've got a story to tell us this week.
I do. My name is Elvis. No, not that Elvis. I'm a 4 to 5 year old pit bull. I like kids and other dogs. Pretty strong, but gentle as a baby. I usually come when I'm called, sit on command. Also, I'm potty trained. I can bark, but not very often. I like to go for walks and love to play. I don't mind walking on a leash. I also attended the Friends of Animals Mutt Strut and the fashion show at Maurice's store in Cloquet. I got to walk with the models. That was really cool. There was lots of people with their dogs, and I enjoyed being out of the shelter for a few hours. And now I'm looking for a nice, friendly home where I can retire from the celebrity limelight.
Do you think Elvis is going to be content to lead a dog's life after the kind of fast-paced whirlwind that he's been living with you guys?
Oh, I think so. I think he's ready to, you know, run around the yard and lay on the porch. He's a real good dog. Just rolls over and rub my belly.
What would you say to folks who say, boy, I've heard a lot of bad press about pit bulls and I'm not sure?
Normally it's not the dog. Black Lab, a Collie, you know, any dog with the wrong owner can be not a nice dog. You know, most of the pit bulls that we experience here at Friends of Animals are generally pretty good. One thing a person does need to do, and if they're looking at pit bull, is check with their homeowner's insurance, because a lot of homeowner's insurance will not cover you with the pit bull. And there are some city municipalities that don't allow them in the city limits also. We know very little of Elvis. You know, he came wandering as a stray. You can tell that, you know, he probably came from a good home, good pet owners and stuff like that, which also translate into a good dog, you know, at the next house.
If folks are interested in trying to entice Elvis away from the spotlight, how would they go about, you know, perhaps arranging an invitation or at least an autograph?
Oh, I'd stop in the shelter here, check them out, you can visit with them, see what a nice guy he really is. You know, and every once in a while he does sing a little.
You can see photos of Elvis and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Just go online to KUMD.org. Read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. For Forever Home, I'm Lisa Johnson.